Good morning, everyone. My name is Alan Costner. I'm a regional director out of the Southern Ohio Marketplace. I want to welcome you to the Morning Mojo Calls. The Morning Mojo Calls are done every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. They're just a brief, probably 10 to 15-minute call that are given to help jumpstart your day, to help motivate you sometimes, to teach you, inspire you to just get that day going in the right direction. And hopefully today I'm going to help maybe do that for you. Hopefully. today I'm going to talk about something, and it's been probably talked about probably for the last 2 days. It's going to be, and this is going to be the third day, and I'm going to talk about seasons. You know, I was tempted to change this topic because it had been talked about and prayed about it, and woke up at 4 o'clock this morning and the Lord said, don't change it, stay the course, because it's the right thing to talk about, because we are in the right season. And so today I'm going to continue down that path. So this is part two of follow up to what Ms. Perkins talked about on yesterday, because she did a fabulous job in setting up what I'm going to talk about today. And I have a book that I want to recommend to you for those that want to get a little bit more in depth and a more better understanding of what I'm going to talk about today. And it's by Jim Rohn. It's called The Seasons of Life. Once again, it's Jim Rohn. And it's The Seasons of Life. And Mr. Rohn, you know, he follows the path. You know, traditionally, we get to talking about seasons, and we follow the traditional path, you know, spring, summer, fall, and winter. You know, we follow that traditional path because we're always want to follow that traditional thing, but you know, but life doesn't always follow a traditional path, and a lot of times we want to get caught up. We want to follow that traditional path. We even want our ACN business to follow that traditional path, and it doesn't always follow that traditional path. You know, ACN doesn't, but sometimes ACN does. ACN does have its seasons, and it does have that timing, as Ms. Perkins so eloquently put yesterday. ACN does have its seasons, and if you follow the predictability of ACN, it does have those seasons, but it does also have its unpredictable seasons. And that's where I want to sort of rest at today, is in those unpredictable seasons of ACN. And that's where I think if you find yourself in those unpredictable seasons, that's where you'll find your biggest windfall. See, that's why I show up at all the Morning Mojos, and that's why I find myself at all the team meetings, and every time there's an opportunity to show up at any type of training or situations where you can get some information, because you just never know where there's going to be information at, because the seasons are a time and a place, because the seasons also follow nature, and it follows a progression. It follows a pattern that shows some growth, because the normal seasons are a shifting and a changing and a growth process. See, every Morning Mojo drops a nugget. It drops a seed. It plants something if you pay attention. Every training, every team meeting, everything has some information in it. It gives you something that will leave you with information if you pay attention. You might say, well, Mr. Rhino, I've never gotten anything from you. Well, that's because you never paid attention to me. Because if you pay attention, there might be something I might say. It may not be today, but somewhere, sometimes, somewhere down the line, it's going to come back to you. I can tell you that I've listened to every Mojo call, and every Mojo call, there's been something that I've taken away and something I've used somewhere down the line. And if you challenge me on it, I can document every time, every case, every situation. And that's why I love it. I love that whoever came up with the idea of the Morning Mojo call, my hats go off to them. The team calls have been just phenomenal. That has been a fabulous situation. Let me give you a for instance. Just not recently, a couple of weeks ago, there was just a subtle nugget that was dropped. And I'm not sure, most people didn't even catch it in our team call. See, Ms. Gabriel had made a statement that there was regional director, Ms. Karen Carey, had did a simple thing that she had called back to some inactive IBOs in her organization, and she was simply just inviting them back to the team call. And Ms. Gabriel just dropped that on the call. And I guarantee you, most people didn't even catch it. But because I was sitting and I was listening intently, I caught it. I caught that little nugget that dropped because, see, part of the season and part of the season that is part of the timing is that you have to have soil that's ready for seeds to drop into. It's called breaking up the folly ground. And when you break up that folly ground, seeds can be dropped and be planted that can germinate, that can grow, that can foster, that can somehow bring forth a harvest. And here's how it works. See, what I did was that I said, call back and talk to some inactive IBOs. Invite them to back to a call. But see, but Mr. Solomon came back and on his talk, he also talked about calling back to people who you had not talked to in a while and just follow up with them and see what they've been up to and make conversations with them. And I said, that's another seed. And I planted that seed. And so here's what I did. I called back to some inactive IBOs, and I began to talk with them, and lo and behold, I asked them some questions, and they were talking about some people they did, and they led me to some people, and here's what wound up happening. I wound up signing up 3 ID seals for them, annual ID seals. So that wound up being 24 customer points. That wound up being in my open IBO line. So that's helping me, helping them. And so what? I got to sow and reap. And so that became a major harvest for me. And so I now have coined a new process that I call reach back and activate an inactive IBO. Better yet, I call it Carium. Thank Miss Karen Carey. So it's called Carium. Better yet, reach back and activate an inactive IBO. A little bit Floridian slip there, but better yet, so you get to reach back and to activate them because it's a means of putting them back into an activated status when they've been inactive, so you get to reap and harvest. And so what we do is that we get a chance to activate them into that harvest time. See, it's that season that allows people to come active because you have put yourself into a position to hear information. See, seasons are not necessarily predicated on a movement and a change of time and of a calendar, but it's a time when you're ready to hear information. Seasons don't necessarily are represented. It's representing in you when you're ready to hear information and you're ready to move. See, we're moving into a harvest time, and this is a time and a season where we're ready to move, and it's a time for action. Seasons are moving, and we're ready to change, and we're getting ready to move into a major season of change. Change is happening all around us, and if you're not ready, it's going to pass you by. Let me give you, here's what's happening. See, in this country, there is this thing that's called the Great Resignation. See, there it's called the Great Resignation because here's what happened. The U.S. Department of Labor posted in the months between April and June, do you realize there was 1.5 million people who quit their jobs? Let me repeat this. During the month of April through June, there was 1.5 million people who quit their jobs. They just flat out said that, listen, I've come out of this pandemic, and it gave me an opportunity to reconsider, to look at what's been happening. I can choose to go back into this mess that has been happening, or I can look to make a change. And you know what they said? I'm going to make a change. I'm not going back in this. I got a chance to reset. I'm going to reset. I'm going to go look for something different. And so they said, I'm going to quit. And they flat out quit. Now listen, here's what they further figured out. They went out and they polled. They said of the people that are currently still employed, there's 4.41% that are still actively employed that are looking to possibly quit. And then they said, well, if you factor in Generation Z, there's 54% that are still looking that are possibly going to quit their jobs. And still of that, they said there was a Gallup poll that was taken that said 48% are still looking for another opportunity that's even in there that are looking to change. Do we have an opportunity? There is a harvest that's getting ready to take place. But absolutely, but it's in this season. We have a season and an opportunity. But here's what needs to take place. We have people that are in our organization. We have people that are looking for opportunity. Is there a harvest that's ready to take place? But lo and behold, we don't have people that are in the queue. We need to get people to the information that's necessary for them to be ready to make the harvest that's getting ready to take place. But you got to get them there to hear the information. It takes people that are ready to hear it. There's a place that takes place that's ready to give them that information. See, you got to put people where they can get seeds planted in their minds that they can hear that information. See, I love Ms. Gable. I love Mr. Solomon. But at some point, we stop hearing them. We stop listening to them. We need to get a different voice. We need to get somebody that's talking in our heads that gives us, that plants those seeds. And so there's a place that we can get people to hear a different voice. It's on September the 24th and 25th. It's called the International Event. It's going to take place. So what do? You get people registered for that event. And they will hear that information, and they will get that information heard to them. See, you know what? I heard something very interesting. Ms. Perkins said that she's celebrating her anniversary this month. You know what? I stepped back and I thought about, you know what? I'm celebrating my anniversary this month also. I said, isn't that a coincidence? It's a harvest time. It's a season that's taking place. It's a shift. It's a major thought process taking place. It's not a coincidence that we're all talking about a season. It's a season of change. The leaves are changing. The grass is changing. People's minds are changing. Are yours changing? Are you ready for a seed to be planted that can grow, that can nurture your business, that can take you to another level, that can move you to a higher height, to a deeper depth, that can shift and change everything, that can shift and move your business to another level, that changes your family's legacy? It's called basically planting seeds. Seeds get changed, get planted, they grow, because what? A season changes. See, a farmer gets ready not at one season. He plants in one season to harvest in another season. This season is called a planting season because you're waiting to reap in another season. But the beauty of ACN is that we can both sow and reap all in the same season. I thought it was phenomenal that we can do it all in one absolute season. It's phenomenal. Get ready, folks. It's that time that we can sow and reap all at the same time. And this is the Rhino stopping by to tell you, is this your season or not? You get to choose. God bless you. Have a fabulous day.